The difficult budget negotiations in Albany this year seem to have further eroded the relationship between teachers and Governor Andrew Cuomo. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
When Cuomo linked school spending to school reform in this year's budget process, it ratcheted up the rancor from teachers, school districts, and some parents across the state. Chittenango history teacher Mark Bailey says that it's been a tactic he believes hasn't had much support.
People have spoken on this issue locally, parents, teachers. Polls have shown that the governor is wrong.
Many educators have not had an easy relationship with Cuomo since he was first elected in 2010. Teachers have become a target for the Democrat as he's focused on improving failing schools by way of more high-stakes standardized testing and basing a greater portion of teacher evaluations on those tests. Auburn High School history teacher John Ferrara believes Albany's blaming teachers for problems they don't have anything to do with.
We've seen poverty in all districts go up, and nobody's tackling that, nor is there the money being present for that. Instead, you're getting a group that are being blamed. I am one of that group.
For the two sides to come together in the future, educators say teachers have to have more of a say in reform proposals. And Ferrara says there's always a chance that can happen.
Right now, no. But you always have a chance to rebuild and to improve. Teachers never give up on anybody.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.